This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Police and protesters continue to clash in the streets of the U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky, after a grand jury did not charge any police officers in the death of medical technician Breonna Taylor. AP's Ed Donahue has more on this story.
Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the two officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief, and that is true here.
Cameron says it was incredibly important to do everything to uncover every fact.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
The reaction on the streets in Louisville. The Taylor family's lawyer, Ben Crump, called the decision outrageous and offensive.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
The city of Louisville brought a lawsuit against the three officers involved, brought by Breonna Taylor's mother. I'm Ed Donahue.
Taylor's case, along with that of George Floyd, a black man who died in May after a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck, helped spark a nationwide wave of protests demanding racial justice and an end to the use of excessive force by law enforcement. Britain is planning to host clinical trials where volunteers are deliberately infected with the new coronavirus to test the effectiveness of vaccine candidates, the Financial Times reported Wednesday, citing people involved in the project. So-called challenge trials are expected to begin in January at a quarantine facility in London, the report said, adding about 2,000 participants had signed up. This is VOA News. The governor of Brazil's Sao Paulo state said Wednesday the state is likely to start immunizing its population with China's Sinovac vaccine for COVID-19 in mid-December, pending regulatory approval. Brazil has the third highest number of cases of coronavirus in the world, leading vaccine makers to seek out South America's largest country to test their candidates. Sao Paulo is one of the sites of phase three clinical trials for the vaccine by Sinovac, conducted by the state's Butantan Institute, a leading biomedical research center. The governor told a news conference 5 million doses of the vaccine are expected to arrive in Sao Paulo in October. In a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, Infectious Disease Chief Anthony Fauci cautioned that while there is optimism about the vaccine candidates, quote, there is never a guarantee, end quote, of finding one that works. He also signaled the need to couple any vaccine program with existing advice to stop the spread of the virus, such as wearing masks and social distancing. Fauci was speaking to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, along with the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, who promised the vaccine approval process will be done by career scientists and, quote, transparent and independent, end quote. U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday said he thinks the 2020 election will end up in the U.S. Supreme Court, adding he thinks that is why it's important to have 9 justices. Trump, speaking at an event at the White House, said Senator Lindsey Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, would not even have to hold a hearing for the Supreme Court nominee and that the process will go quickly. Meanwhile, the U.S. is in the midst of a 3-day farewell to late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket arrived at the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. Wednesday morning for a private ceremony attended by her family and fellow justices. The casket was then moved to the building's front steps, where it will lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. Ginsburg died Friday at the age of 87 of metastatic pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. The dollar gained for the fourth day in a row and traded at a more than 8-week high on Wednesday as U.S. equities fell and investors questioned the pace of the global economic recovery on rising coronavirus cases and weak economic data in Europe, while investors grappled with U.S. policy uncertainty. The tone for the day was set after data showed Eurozone business growth ground to a halt in September. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.